All right, okay. We'll go ahead and get started.
You don't have to.
All right, today we're having a public hearing regarding a reinvestment zone. The hearing purpose is, thank you, Justin, for making a very nice long thing for me to read. See if I can not mess this up.
All these numbers.
It is a lot of property. Hearing purpose. Notice is hereby given that the Orange County Commissioners Court will hold a public hearing on August 27, 2019, 10 a.m. in the Orange County Commissioners Courtroom, 123 South 6th Street, Orange, Texas, for the purpose of establishing a reinvestment zone. The proposed reinvestment zone will encompass properties of a 1,571.95 acre tract of land situated in the Stephen Jett League A16, the DW State Survey A283, the E.C. Hall Survey A277, the John Harmon Survey A12, the John, I'm not even going to try that, Kennemet Survey A279, and the Aaron Nelson Survey A140, Orange County, Texas, with parcel IDs. 13783 12869, 13756, 311243, 13324, 24343, 24123, 23997, 24181, 24193, 14426, 13805, 144861, 14695, 12493, 144697, 13891, 24825, 14709, 14464, 14699, 14287, but not including parcel ID 13466, 711 South Highway 87, Orange, Texas, 77630. 12 Abstract, 12 John Harmon Tract, 155B, acres 1.938. At the hearing, anyone may speak in favor of or for against the creation and designation of the reinvestment zone and present evidence for or against the designation. A reinvestment zone is necessary for the consideration of a potential tax abatement or other incentive agreement with anyone located in the zone. Ms. Hill, our economic development.
Judge, one clarification.
Yes, sir.
You said 14497. Did you mean 14467?
Apparently.
There was a 97. No, but there was a 97.
As written.
As written. There you go.
There's one in every crowd.
I knew it. There'd have to be somebody who was paying that close attention. All right.
Well, I saw it.
All right, so Ms. Hill, I guess you're up.
Yes, so you'll see on the screen the property that we are discussing. It's quite a lot of acreage. And we have received a request to establish the zone, which is required before we can have any conversations regarding incentive agreements with a potential project that could be sited on this property. A reinvestment zone is good for 5 years before it expires or has to be renewed. So once this reinvestment zone is established, then any project that has interest in locating on that property would be eligible to apply for incentives.
Okay. Any questions, audience? Anything we have? Yes, sir. Now you need to come to the mic, though. I'm sorry.
Carl LeBlanc, what are they reinvesting from to?
I'm not sure I quite understand the question.
We're reinvesting it. What are you reinvesting it into?
Well, the property is what's being established as a zone. So as you would with an enterprise zone or any other type of ordinance or zoning requirement that may be established. But it allows the property or the project, should they site on the property, to reinvest the capital that they're putting into their project into the community.
And it's
clarification for
all. And it's just a requirement that we have the reinvestment zone established by Texas law before we can consider any other incentive agreement with anyone. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Patty Smith Barris. I've been a resident of Orange County for 23 years, and I live approximately less than a mile away from this particular property. I'm not here to speak for or against this reinvestment zone. I assume you will find that the plant will bring jobs and contribute to our economy here in this county. I do, however, have concerns about the location. You are considering this site to be able to give tax forgiveness to Chevron. I think most, if not all, of this property has flooded during the Hurricane Ida, and possibly Harvey. Chevron has brought or is buying this land with this knowledge, I would assume. I do not understand the wisdom in putting more structures in the way of repeated flooding. I do not understand this wisdom, and I wonder if you can explain to me why and when do we stop supporting unwise locations decisions. The second, this plant will contribute toxic chemicals to the air in an area that already has several chemical plants. There is no monitoring. I want to repeat, there is no air monitoring sites in Orange County that measure how much air toxin these plants emit together. It's not enough to say they'll each comply with air permits. That's not enough. Even if they do, the total effect is likely large, and how large and what contraceptions we permit. Even if we do, the total effect is likely large. How large, we do not know. If this proposal goes forward, I would like to see tax abatement require that Chevron establish air monitoring stations in the vicinity of the plant or fence line monitoring. I would just add one more thing. Rich City High School is less than a mile away from this site. And I think that we all need to step back and look at our community and be concerned about the whole community and the things that I have brought up. I thank you for the opportunity to speak. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to address that? To her concern about the
yes,
TCEQ.
There is a TCEQ air monitoring station in West Orange behind the police. How far is it from the plant? The proposed plant?
1.1 miles.
And it's only one?
Well, and
we're talking about an $8 billion investment.
Well, and also the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission works hand-in-hand with the state of Texas. They do quarterly monitoring where they drive around with a monitor. And just over the last 10 years, it's kind of knowledge, but they have reduced emissions in Southeast Texas as a whole over 60% of emissions that the plants have done with the processes that they put in place to protect that. And I think that's what you're wanting to talk about, Carl, or kind of to that.
Well, I was going to elaborate on concerns. I retired from the chemical plant in Port Arthur. Before I retired, the TCEQ was requiring to put monitors in every stack that we had out there. And they sent alarms to the control room, and they had safeguards in place. If it went above a certain amount, it would shut that piece of plant
yeah.
down.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of...
So when you put in new equipment, that requirement is even stricter for new equipment.
Best available control technology. What I'm asking you guys for is transparency and information. We cannot make an informed decision on whether we want this or we don't want this unless we really have, and that means if you put it on your computer, so many senior citizens do not have access to that. So
they do not know what's going on. And so in the interest of the total community, as far as taxes, as far as traffic that it's going to cause, I think that we need more transparency and we need more information on this before any decision is made.
Well, until they actually have a company comes in and asks for the abatement process, at that point is when they would show us a plan of what they have. Right now, we don't have that. Right now, all we have is the very first step. I mean, we're assuming, a lot of people are assuming Chevron Phillips, but it hopefully it could be someone else. But we know that they purchased this property, but until their steps that they're going to have in place, this is one of those, before they'll move to the next steps, which they'll present to us at that time, and then we'll be able to see that plan at that time. And I can tell you that the meetings that we have had with them, there's plenty of safeguards in place. You know, it's just this is step one to be able to move forward with that for this kind of a project.
Well, and all I'm asking you guys is to just let us know and be transparent.
She's saying.
And advertise it to where those people that cannot get the computers will know what's going on, because obviously taxes will be involved in this. Obviously. And I think it's very important for our citizens to know this.
Yes, ma'am.
And I know that they do most of the permits that are filed for any project, whether if they're filing for an air permit, if they're filing for a floor permit, all of those are available at the library, on top of the library as well. So a lot of that information is available there.
Okay.
But a lot of people don't know that information is there, but that's the best thing.
And that's what we may have to, you know, maybe we can post whenever we get to that point, the locations where people can go look at that information. It's public knowledge, but it's, you got to know where it's at, to your point.
We have Dan here from KOGT. Maybe Dan can help.
Maybe Dan can help us.
Help us get that word out.
And also, I might say that, correct me if I'm wrong, but there has been no discussions about abatements with anyone up to this point. I mean, we're just setting it up and getting things in place that if, in fact, we have discussions or conversations about abatements, it can happen.
They have filed a 313 application with the State Comptroller's Office, which is in regard to the school district school value limitation. But as far as with Orange County, we have not negotiated any incentive terms with them.
Because we can't till the
right. Because I know you're talking about transparency, and I know there's things on social media that talk about we've made all these deals and everything else, but that's not true.
Don't listen to that.
Yeah, this is just the first step of making this property available if we get a request.
Anyone else? Anybody else on the court?
No.
I'm sorry.
Will it be reversed? Yeah.
It's 5 years.
It could be canceled if we chose to do so, but they automatically expire after 5 years.
Yeah, if someone didn't make a move in 5 years, it automatically expires. You know, or if there was terms not met, then we could choose to terminate that zone.
Jessica, I see that there's a specific not including parcel. Mm-hmm. What does that pertain to?
That's that.
So, yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
What is it?
You got to zoom.
So, I'm going to do this on phone.
You can see it at the very
so
top.
So, for a county right to establish
the underline of that.
That little bitty piece.
Property cannot be located within another jurisdiction. So, this is still part of the city of Orange.
That little bitty.
So that piece has been carved out and not included.
Okay.
In the zone.
I got it.
I had that underlined too.
Thank you.
And the survey, the four pages of survey language, it details that. But for the public's clarity, we wanted to make it as specific as possible and show that piece was not included in the total zone that we were looking to establish.
Thank you.
And turning to your comments, in of itself, this does nothing except make future action possible if we deem to do so. So.
Anyone else? All right. Well, there's no further comments or conversation, then we will adjourn this meeting at 10:16. I'm going to take a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
Motion by one, second by four.
He stole it from me.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Meeting adjourned at 10:16.